to glory to glory, from strength to strength. One interesting thing is, and you've heard me say this before, but I'm going to continue to say it, concerning our adversary. Satan means adversary. An enemy. But something interesting about him that we need to understand, I don't think that everyone has truly understood, when it says he was created perfect in beauty and he was created full of wisdom. Well, that's not a mark against us as the church. Oh boy. No, it's a mark against him. Amen. You see, our portion is to go from glory to glory. When we were created with the ability to grow, to increase. Amen. His cup was filled up when he was created. Amen. He cannot increase any. He cannot grow in any wisdom. He cannot increase his capacity. So we are at an advantage. So it's imperative that we grow in wisdom, that we be able to hear the voice of God so that Satan doesn't, with his limited ability, get an advantage on us. Amen? Amen? Just a little sidebar. I want you to go with me to Isaiah chapter 48 first. Chapter 48, verse 17. We continue in our series on God's financial plan, the blessed life. And today we're going to talk about something, and nobody faint. We're going to talk about follow the money. Tell the person beside you, follow the money.
Follow the money.
Tell somebody on the other side, follow the money.
Follow the money.
Now in Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17, the word of God declares, "Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go." Okay, God says, I am the Lord that teach you. I'm teaching you to profit. And I'm going to lead you by the way that you should go. Now, when we talk about follow the money, let me make a few statements here to kind of clarify that. Because if you ever want to know who's in control of something, if you ever want to know who's benefiting from something, or even if you want to know where the corruption is, just follow the money. Follow the money. Amen. If you want to know who's in control, who's benefiting, or where the corruption lies, follow the money trail. The trail of money leads to an understanding of the true motives of a person in any given situation. Let me say that again. The trail of money leads to an understanding of the true motives of a person, an organization, or you name it, in most every situation. You know, a con man, he can only be successful if the target that he's targeting has greed or lust in it.
Amen. Amen.
Anybody ever been conned? Don't raise your hand. If you have, it was because you were lusting or greedy for something.
Amen.
And the person made it sound, it may have sounded too good to be true, but you didn't care. You were blinded to that. Let me say that again. A con. How many know the devil's a con? A con man can only be successful if the target that he's targeting has greed or lust or covetousness. The vices go on and on. A person blinded by their own desires is blinded to what is obvious. It's like somebody that just got to get married. It's the fourth time he done beat her up. But I loves him. He's a good man. He done, you can't see out that eye. Help us, Holy Ghost. But I love him. Listen, a person blinded by their own desires is blinded to the obvious. Sounds crazy, but it's true. And you know what? That's real in all of our lives. That's why we have to die to the flesh. Yeah, to the old man, he's got to come subject, because he will get hooked to something, and you just got to have it. And God doesn't want you to have it. But after a while, God says, okay, you're gonna lose a whole lot of time and money and whatever, but he give you over to that. We don't want that. Amen?
Amen.
So we don't want to be blinded to our own desires. I want to tell you a statement. I've made this statement before. Out of all the topics in the Bible, money is mentioned more than anything. Now, that might be hard, especially for the religious, you know, conditioning that we've had. Even to see money or material values or valuables in the Bible. Sometimes people are so spiritually, let me say, supposedly spiritually minded, that they can't see the practical values that God places on things in the earth. He went so far as to say once, if I have told you of earthly things and you've not believed, how can I tell you of heavenly things? There's a parallel there. That's why there's certain things that have to be brought into order here. You know, people say they love God and know God, and their life is jacked up, is whack, is crazy, no submission, no accountability. At best, their revelation is crazy.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Just crazy. You understand me? So there's an order that God sets, not legalistic, but an order, a spiritual order, laws that are unwritten laws. It's like laws of engagement in war. You know, they're war crimes. People are on trial for war crimes because they did things when they engaged in war. They did things that were against the laws that are governed for war. You can't just fight a war any kind of way. You know, just go in and bomb everything and just. You have people that do that, and they stand for war crimes when the war is over because they broke the protocols. And so there are certain things in order for heaven to truly respond that God has set. As we are talking about his financial plan, there's a plan that God has that's guaranteed to bring result.
Amen.
Let's erase the myth that everybody in here is going to be a millionaire. No, the Lord said, the poor you will have with you always.
Amen.
That don't mean you have to remain poor.
Amen.
It doesn't mean, and it doesn't mean that you have to lack anything.
Amen.
But let's be honest, we're not going to have the best of everything all the time. There's some that do, but that they don't find fulfillment in that.
Amen.
That's not necessarily kingdom. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of things he possesses.
Amen.
What would it profit us to gain the whole world?
Amen.
Everything that is temporary. You know, everything that is natural in this world that is natural is only temporal anyway.
Amen.
Those shoes you bought for Christmas, if you bought shoes, they're going to wear out at some time.
Amen.
That new car,
Amen.
The moment you drive it off the lot,
Amen.
Is headed to the junkyard.
Amen.
It may just take a while to get there, hopefully, but it's temporal.
Amen.
It's no eternal value. And God doesn't want us to place eternal value on things.
Amen.
It's okay to have things, but it's not okay for things to have you.
Amen.
That's a simple statement, but very profound. Because this is where we have to wage war many times. Now, Jesus didn't always talk about money, but he made reference to certain things that, you know, without saying it, you know, there are many things he says without saying it, so that only those that are listening, only those that have an ear to hear, will hear it.
Amen.
It's like when he spoke at the baptism, the Father's voice was heard. Many heard thunder. Some heard his voice. You know, it depends on where your heart is.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Because God's not going to waste. He's not wasteful. See, hearing, they might hear and not perceive. They won't understand. That's why he spoke in parables. All of it made sense, even to the natural man. But the natural man didn't receive the spiritual relevance. Amen? Amen? But thank God, what's in the Word is hidden not from us, but for us. Amen. You have the Spirit of God. If you take time out and allow the Word to renew your mind, you will hear things in the Word that you've never heard before and that other people in the natural realm don't understand. But you'll hear it. You may not be able to explain it to people. You may not be able to tell everybody, but you know in your heart. No, I know. You don't have to tell me no. And as the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, you know, sometimes the Holy Spirit is the most lonely person in your house. Don't forget, he's the one that's here. The Father's there and Jesus is there. And the Holy Spirit is here to do this work. You ever talk to him? It's not just the Holy Spirit. I would like somebody calling you the Brother Johns. The Brother this or the, you're my. No, it's Brother Johns, Elder Johns, Holy Spirit. He's a person. And let me tell you something. You need to get to know him more than you've ever needed to know him. You'll hear a lot of this throughout 2016. You need to know him. Not know about him. Not know about the Word. Not know about things, but you're going to need, I'll bring it home. We're going to need to know him. To know his voice. Now I know the Word says, my sheep know my voice. But there's a knowing beyond just knowing. You understand what I mean? We're sheep and we know. We're going to need to know because there's going to be a lot of noise. A lot of things happening that are going to vie for attention, that are going to cause fear, panic, frustration, and all of that. So you're going to need to know his voice.
Join us for this year's Pour the Oil Worship Conference at 405 Exora Avenue in Fort Pierce. On Friday, September 30th, our worship conference begins at 7 p.m. with featured guest, worship leader, and gospel recording artist Benita Washington. On Saturday, October 1st, starting at 10 a.m., celebrity vocal health coach Ashayla Shanae and Benita Washington. For more information or to register, visit pourtheoilconference.com or call 772-465-0036.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.